Welcome, and thank you for joining us today. I'm Susan Nunziata, Editor-in-Chief of Mobile Enterprise Magazine, and I'll be your moderator for today's web seminar. Today we're going to be discussing smartphone support, a must-have for enterprise IT. Today's seminar is sponsored by LogMeIn. They're a provider of remote systems management and remote support solutions. The webcast will provide insights into market trends and challenges related to the rapid expansion of mobility in the enterprise. We're going to explore how to ensure your staff has uninterrupted access to remote, mission-critical information, and how to encourage more productive and self-sufficient use of mobile devices. But before we begin, I want to tell you a little bit more about our format. You'll have the opportunity to post your questions at any time throughout this presentation. There's a chat screen at the bottom of your screen, and to post a question, you can just put it into that chat screen. After all of our speakers have completed their presentations, we will address your questions, and we promise we'll do our best to answer as many as possible. Any questions that we don't answer during this session will be addressed in a follow-up email. You're also going to have the opportunity to participate in a live poll during the course of this seminar, and I'll give you more details on that shortly. But first, I'm excited to announce something different for this web seminar. We're going to be raffling off some LogMeIn prize packs to those attendees who stay with us throughout the whole webcast and take a moment to complete a survey that will appear at the end. So we're going to be offering 3 LogMeIn prize packs, as well as an additional 25 LogMeIn t-shirts that you'll have a chance to win. And in the prize packs are t-shirts and polo shirts, plus a cell phone mat, a pen, and a 1 gig USB drive. So we hope that that will be incentive for you to stay with us, but we're kind of excited about offering a little promotion today. And now I'd like to introduce our panel. We have with us Nathan Armstrong, IT Administrator for Palm Valley Healthcare, and his colleague, Matthew Lilly, also an IT Administrator for Palm Valley Healthcare. Also joining us is Lee Weiner, Senior Manager, Products for LogMeIn. It's probably no surprise to anyone that mobile devices are exploding in the enterprise. Not only that, these devices and applications are growing increasingly sophisticated. And with this comes a growing need for IT support. Interrupted access to key information and mission-critical applications can mean lost revenue and lost customers. So we're going to start today's session with a discussion of the challenges and opportunities in the mobile enterprise. Nathan and Matt are going to share some of the successes they found at Palm Valley Healthcare in addressing some of the critical mobility challenges they face. And Lee will tell us more about the LogMeIn solution that Palm Valley Healthcare is relying on to support their nurses in the field as well as their distributed administrative staff. But before we get going, we're going to make our audience do a little work here and tell us more about the challenges that they face. And so if we can have the poll question up here, we are going to ask you to take a moment to answer this poll question. And the question is really about what your biggest concerns are in managing mobile devices, whether that's supporting a growing number of mobile devices, getting problems resolved quickly, training non-technical users on how to use their devices, the ease and speed of remote connections, supporting devices outside of the network, and adhering to security and compliance mandates. And we're going to be talking about a lot of these subjects today. So we're going to leave that up there for a moment, if you would take a moment to share your thoughts. And again, you can enter a chat question at any time, and we will do our best to get to those at the end. And please do take a moment to answer the survey at the end of this session as well. And while we wait for some of those results to be tallied, we're going to talk a little bit about some of the trends that we're seeing in the marketplace. You know, one of the things we are all aware of is that the number of workers that are mobile is increasing exponentially. In fact, Forrester Research predicts that 75% of all mobile workers will be, all workers will be mobile by 2012. There's a lot of other interesting statistics that we're seeing. In fact, in third quarter 2008, we saw 40 million smartphone shipments worldwide. In fact, close to one-fifth of all U.S. mobile subscribers are using smartphones. And nearly half of all consumers plan to upgrade to a more advanced device within the next 2 years. And we talk a lot here at Mobile Enterprise about the blurring lines between the consumer and the professional user. And certainly that's being seen in the fact that it's not just the top executives who are using mobile devices in their workplace. You've got road warriors, field service professionals, people we like to call corridor warriors, all relying on smartphones. And they're using them for email, for collaborating with colleagues, accessing business applications and data, searching, finding directions, and in fact, even social networking. MySpace recently launched for the BlackBerry, and the latest statistic is that it was downloaded 1 million times in just the first month of its availability. And I'd like to, you know, get some perspective from Lee on maybe some of the other trends that you're seeing in enterprise mobility.
Sure, Susan. Thanks. Yeah, I mean, we're seeing a lot of these trends that you mentioned. I mean, one thing that I'd make clear is that with the emergence of a mobility in the enterprise, you know, some of the needs have been blurred a little bit. You know, there's been a lot of talk about mobile device management solutions such as the BlackBerry Enterprise Server, or as many people refer to it as the BES server, and these tools are really important in managing multiple devices at a time in the enterprise. But what we're hearing from our customers is they've been telling us these tools are not really useful for ad hoc remote support. You know, as you mentioned, there's a variety of different types of people using mobile devices, whether it's the CEO on down, and being able to access these individual devices for technical support or training, you know, there's really a new set of tools emerging. And these tools really specialize in this remote support and troubleshooting in a really simple to use, fast solution. We're seeing a growing number of enterprises recognize that value of having a dedicated remote support solution for mobile devices.
And that's interesting, and it's consistent with what we'll hear a little bit further from Matt and Nathan. I think, you know, in the case of a healthcare organization, your clinicians and your nursing staff are good at taking care of patients, but are not necessarily technologists, so making it easy for them is very important. We're going to go now to take a look at our poll results. I hope everyone had a chance to answer that question, and if we could push the poll results. It's interesting, consistent with what we're seeing, the growing number of mobile devices in the workplace, I think, is a big concern for a lot of our audience. You know, the winner, of course, is security and compliance as well is always a factor. We hear about that consistently. That's great. And now we're going to look at some of the IT challenges of Palm Valley Healthcare and how they chose to tackle them. Nathan and Matt represent Palm Valley Healthcare's IT department, and they've worked in the IT field for a combined 11 years. They have backgrounds in computer science and certification and training in networking, structural wiring, and server environment. Their goals are to provide more reliable and efficient support to over 200 staff, enabling their nurses to focus on patient care and to keep technical maintenance to a minimum. An early adopter of technology, Palm Valley Healthcare was one of the first companies in South Texas to implement an electronic medical record system, and they see that as the future of healthcare. This implementation required a ground-up approach to server installation at each branch and VPN firewall for compliance with HIPAA standards. So Nathan and Matt, would you tell us more about your experiences?
Sure. Thank you, Susan. This is Nathan, and I'll explain a little bit about our company, where we're located, and then we'll talk about the technology that we have adopted here. We are located in the Rio Grande Valley, which for many of you who may not know, it's located right on the border of Texas and Mexico, so it's a very diverse environment. In fact, we're looking at 80-degree weather tomorrow, so we're looking forward to that for all those who may be freezing right now. So it's exciting down here. But we're located in Edinburg, Texas, and we have five different branches throughout the valley. And the valley is a very metropolitan area consisting of many cities throughout. But we have five branches, like I said, and one branch in Corpus Christi, which is about 3 hours away from us. But our company was founded in 1998 and has grown substantially since then. But our mission is to provide a broad range of nursing services to patients in their home who are either coming out of the hospital or who just need services in a home environment. And I will give Matt the ability to talk a little bit about how we adopted the technology and what that consists of.
Hello, everyone. My name is Matt, and I'm also an IT administrator here at Palm Valley Healthcare. I want to explain a little bit of how we ended up where we are. When I first started here at Palm Valley 5 years ago, I walked into, I guess we could say, a mess. When I walked in, they were using old technology, Windows 95-based computers, and we were also pretty much all of the DOS-based similar kind of computer system or database for our nursing records. And the way that it worked, when I say we were on a paper system, our nurses, when they would go out to do a visit at the patient's home, would document the entire visit on paper. And those records of paper would then have to be driven back at the end of the day or at the end of the week. Even sometimes they would keep this paper in their possession, and it would be brought back to the office to what we call our data entry staff. And then they would have to input that stuff with all the typos they can, because sometimes it's hard to read the nurse's handwriting. And throughout that time, you know, our nurses are having to drive distances. The turnaround time on getting paperwork in to get to our billing department, to get stuff to our QA department to assess all this stuff, and sometimes the work having to go back to our nurses because of typos and stuff that caused by our data entry department. So there's lots of steps there. So we were trying to find a direct data system, direct data entry, and we searched around. The responsibility was laid upon myself to search this out, and through several softwares and investigations, we decided on one electronic EMR system. This electronic EMR system would allow our nurses to do direct data entry from the location where these nurses are using pocket PCs. Now take in mind that we have over 200 nurses here. So with these pocket PCs, we implemented them, put the software on them, and this is allowing our nurses to do direct data entry. Now the purposes of this, what it's allowing us to do, being mobile at this point, the nurse will drive to their patient's home, do the visit in the pocket PC. Now take in mind that we, as my partner said, each of our branches are at least an hour in distance from our location. So when we were on paper, it would take a long time for them to drive back, go back to do their visits, and so what. And these pocket PCs, what they're allowing us to do, because they're all wireless phones at the same time, will allow us to have the data line wirelessly through the internet to sync data back and forth for our nurses from our data center. Now, our nurses would perform the visits. They would do the data entry on the pocket PC, and at that moment, they hit the synchronize button, and the data would be instantly available in our database, bypassing all of our direct data entry, thus reducing our staff and our downtime for turnaround. That having that stuff in our system, which usually would have taken on our paper system, would take sometimes from 3 days to a week for that stuff to reach our billing department so we can get a turnaround on it, is now can be done in a day. And sometimes even within hours because of that advancement in technology. Now, along with technology comes problems. And lots of it is fear, and sometimes most of the time it's technical knowledge. Lots of people are just not into technology. They're not very technically minded. And we're having over 200 nurses. One of the major problems we ran into is people were afraid to use technology. And sadly, I had to say, we had quite a few nurses resign over this fact because they were afraid they would not be able to handle the technology portion because they were used to writing on paper. Now, those of our nurses who have made it through that little learning curve love the system. Whenever they've had problems in the past where they weren't able to use the device, they would tell us, we wish we had the device, we don't like doing it on paper because the turnaround is so easy, they're so easy to input and of that sort. But like I said, along with technology comes problems. And with these problems, I mean, we have downtime of some sort where the nurses' devices go down and, well, they don't know what to do. And we're having they call us and we're over the phone trying to explain technical terms and technical solutions over the phone to somebody who is not technically inclined. So I'm going to pass that over to Nathan a bit so he can explain a few of those challenges and what's happened.
Well, thank you, Matt. Some of the major support challenges that we had faced initially as an IT department, because it was just the two of us and supporting such a large base, as he talked about, with 200 nurses plus the administration staff at all each branch working on the computer. So the major support challenge that we faced was the large staff and having to provide 27 support to each of these nurses. We would have multiple times nurses calling us in the middle of the night and, you know, giving us scenarios of, you know, problems with their pocket PCs. And you know, you can imagine with that many people out in the field, there are going to be problems. And people, you know, the nurses do have to do visits early in the morning for insulin and whatnot. But those were major support challenges initially with this technology. They relied on these pocket PCs to work. And when they didn't work, we were the people they called. But as Matt kind of focused on, we do work with a non-technical staff. So, of course, we have to provide easy training and solutions to these nurses in a real-time environment. We can't wait for days or even sometimes hours, because that would require the nurses to be away from their patients trying to fix the problems on their pocket PC. So we have to ensure real-time sync up with patients' vital signs and other key data. We have to make sure that's always working. And when that's down, of course, like I said, that requires us to troubleshoot that. And I also mentioned the administrative staff at all the branches. Now, they are also doing data entry and what we call QA, which they're looking at the nurses' packets, their charts, and kind of double-checking them. So sometimes we run into problems on desktop computers. So we're not just only Pocket PC-based. We have to also troubleshoot across a wide range of desktops and Pocket PCs at the same time. But because it's just the two of us here supporting a large staff, we have to be very efficient in what we do. So therefore, we needed to find a solution that would help us take a lot of the stress and ease our load of troubleshooting. And so we had to become more productive. And so one way we did that is we started looking. We looked into some different solutions of remote support. And we'll talk about those here in a little bit, and that's where we experienced the most support challenges, was supporting a large staff, and also keeping with that large support staff, keeping everything secure. I know on the poll question that was one of the major problems that some of you may see is security. And as with a home health facility, we have a lot of HIPAA regulations, and with those regulations, we have to make sure our information, the patient's charts, are secure at all times. And so those are some of the support challenges that we faced going into an EMR system.
Great. And, you know, we hear a lot of that from the end users we speak with here at Mobile Enterprise. And I think in today's economy, everyone's trying to do more with less. So I'd love for you to talk a little bit more about how you handle support in this situation.
Sure, Susan. Some of the ways that we were able to, or we work with remote support is kind of what Matt talked about earlier. When nurses call, before we would have to have nurses come into the office in order to fix a problem. And it's a software that we're using on, we implement on each of the Pocket PCs. So it's the software that sometimes there may be a database problem, or there may be an issue with the storage card within the Pocket PC. I think many people in the IT field can kind of relate with those type of problems that can be kind of a headache for someone who doesn't understand the technical aspect of it. So those are we had to be able to find a way to support, remotely support, without having the nurses to always come into the office and take time away from the patient load. So instead of troubleshooting over the phone and having nurses give kind of their problems, we had to come up with a way of logging in and figuring out a way of taking control of a device. We knew the technology was out there, we just weren't quite sure. So we had to resolve a lot of those issues in a more efficient way, as I said earlier. So what we did is we kind of looked at different softwares out there, and we came across this company called LogMeIn, and it worked. We tried their trial software, and man, it was a breeze. It was wonderful. And we realized really quick how easy it was to control such a large user base and become more efficient as just a two-person IT team. So we were able to improve the support that we were able to give in a real-time environment. And not only that, not only fix the problems, but we were able to learn really quickly that we were able to train the nurses to fix certain problems on their own. So what we were doing is we were enabling all 200 of our nurses to become basically IT people in some respect. And so for two people, that became a very big plus for us. And so the value of remote support just had a whole new meaning for us. We were able to not only fix it, but train. And that's a major aspect that we learned with LogMeIn Rescue that we didn't have before. And before, we were, like I said, we had to bring nurses in, take time away, lose patient time. And those were all challenges that we had to figure out a better way of dealing with. So we were able to increase our support team efficiently and increase that productivity by being able to handle multiple calls simultaneously. It's been a wonderful thing. It's given us freedom that we didn't know existed before.
Great. It sounds like you certainly know how to put the technology to good use. Lee, can you tell us a little bit more about the product that Nathan and Matt are using?
Sure. Thanks. Before I talk about that, though, let's take a look at some requirements and just the context which many of our attendees are operating today. Many of our customers are challenged by the need to manage a multitude of devices. Now, this typically includes things like Windows Mobile, smartphones, as Matt and Nathan have discussed, as well as other types of devices like BlackBerries and Symbian devices. And that is on top of their need to always have to support and manage laptops and employee PCs and workstations. Now, with this increased mobility in the enterprise, organizations are looking for remote support solutions that do not require pre-installed software on the device or the machine. Instead, they're looking for something. They require something for the need of on-demand support when required when the problem arises in the field. Additionally, organizations look to implement a remote support solution that provides a fast and reliable connection. As employees work both on and off the corporate network, a solution that connects beyond the LAN is required. And the connection between the support technician and the end user must be authenticated and encrypted to ensure security. As many of our attendees today have indicated, security is a key criteria for them. So this will ensure that no one can listen in on the support session or gain inappropriate access to an end user's machine or device. And as organizations comply with IT governance and overall compliance initiatives, remote support solutions must provide detailed reporting, auditing, and the ability to do things like securely record support sessions for further review. And lastly, organizations are looking to provide a remote support solution that can scale and grow with your business without requiring the need to buy more hardware or implement additional complicated software, as well as additional infrastructure.
I hear a lot about all of those points, particularly the scalability one is an important one too, just in terms of keeping total cost of ownership down. I think those are big requirements. Now, tell us a little bit more about the product.
Yeah, great. Let's take a look at our product. It's called Rescue. LogMe and Rescue is an on-demand remote support solution, enabling support of remote desktops and laptops for both Windows and Mac environments. Rescue Plus Mobile is an add-on that extends those capabilities to include mobile platforms, so you can provide end-to-end support, troubleshooting, and training. And this solution allows you to support mobile device and desktop with a single tool. Palm Valley is using the Rescue Plus Mobile product to support both their pocket PCs and their distributed desktops. Rescue is a web-based solution, does not require any client hardware or software for the technician, the organization, or the end user at all. Really, all you need is a web browser. And Rescue provides a fast encrypted connection methodology, and we don't store any proprietary data of the user session at all in our data center. Rescue provides remote control capabilities to allow a technician to request and take control of an end user's mobile device or PC to quickly troubleshoot issues. Rescue also provides the ability to identify system information, perform diagnostics, do things like transfer files, and provide an ability for the technician to actually chat with the end user. And these features really, what they do is they improve technician productivity and customer satisfaction, and as Susan mentioned, it helps reduce the total cost of ownership of the solution of support overall. And Rescue really provides you multiple ways for a user, an end user, to request support, through things like embedded web-based channels or forms, as well as ad hoc connection methods like email or SMS for the mobile devices. And lastly, Rescue also provides some technician tools for training, such as laser pointers to assist the user.
Great. And, I think as anyone on this call who has had to sell a solution into their enterprise probably knows, making the business case is really a big part of any deployment. And I think a lot of that stems around results that you can see. And so I'd love for Nathan and Matt to tell us more about the results they've seen in rolling out the solution.
Well, one of the main results that we get is we don't have as much downtime as we used to have. Like I said before, we could be down, and the nurse could actually be away from her patients for hours, or her load would get backed up, and she would just end up with all this paperwork she had to do in the evening and stuff like that sort. So this allowing us to repair problems on the field, on the spot, on the moment, has been a lifesaver for our nurses. They love it when they see us take control of the devices. They say, how are you doing that? They're amazed by what we can do in such a fraction of the time being wherever we be. One story I have of an example, we were on our way to, I think it was Corpus Christi, and we both had to go, so we were both away from the office. And I get a call on my cell phone from a nurse who all of her teaching guides that she uses for like preparedness for our patients were missing, and she needed them. And we were probably an hour and a half in each location, and we wouldn't been able to help her without Rescue Mobile if we hadn't had it. So what I did, we happened to have a data card in a laptop in the vehicle. Nathan was driving, so I'll make that point. I wasn't driving when I was on the phone. Anyway, we're going 70 miles an hour. I boot up this computer, log me in Rescue, and I take control of this nurse's pocket PC, upload the required files of it, and fixed her problem in a matter of, 10, 15 minutes, and she's ready to go. If I hadn't had this, I would have, she would have been out the rest of the day because she was actually from one of our other branches, so the device would have been sent to me. She would have done it on paper. There'd been downtime. Documentation would not have been put into our data system. So as you can see, just through that one situation, which we have many stories we can tell, it's really helping us get rid of downtime and call time, because this nurse, I actually hung up on the phone with her while I did everything I needed. I didn't have to be on the phone with her. I allowed her to take care of her patient while I'm fixing her device. Call her back and say it's ready to go, and she was just pleased and happy with that. So it's reduced our call volume by at least 50% because we're able to fix problems and also give on the job training while they're out there of how to resolve certain issues that are sometimes simplistic. They just taking that understanding and getting rid of that fear that they have toward technology. So it's really reduced our call volume and our gas costs for nurses having to drive back and forth and sending stuff back. I mean, it's really just made a difference. So it's very user-friendly for us to get in there, take control. Like, it's almost like having the device in our hands.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the great thing about it. So that's some of the things we love about it. It's reduced our call volume. It's reduced its cost on fuel, especially with the fuel costs we have nowadays. We're able to manage our time better. We're able to get things done immediately instead of hours going by before these things go by. Sometimes days, depending on where these nurses are located, from before they'll bring their devices into us. So it's really been a success for us using the software.
Another thing, too, we experience results is before we would have nurses calling us, like I said, throughout the night if they had major problems. Another thing that we would happen, even on weekends, of course, we're not here at the office, so what would happen, nurses are still working on the weekend, and many times we'd experience that if they have a problem, well, we'd ask them, well, can you meet me somewhere? Or can you, sometimes we'd have each other, they'd have to come to our house and we'd have to fix a problem there. And that was one problem with one nurse. Actually, many times, many nurses had to come to our homes so we could fix a problem, because this the opportunity for us to fix it remotely just wasn't available to us at that time. And so that really has helped us immensely. We haven't had any of those problems. One nurse in particular, Matt and I were together on the weekend, and we had a call from a nurse. So we had to drive, meet this nurse somewhere. And now this nurse, we've had major, she was one of the non-technical nurses we have. We were constantly fixing problems, but soon after we started implementing Rescue Mobile, we experienced that with this one nurse, we were able to train her efficiently in a way that she wasn't having to meet us on the weekends. She wasn't having to drive into the office so much. And now we rarely ever see her. So that's been one great example of how Rescue Mobile has made us more efficient and helped increase our training to the nurses to help fix some of those problems. And to be honest, the nurses just think it's wild that, we can take control of their devices. I mean, some of them are like, wow, this is scary.
This is spooky.
Yeah. So, it's there's increased user satisfaction due to our ability to remotely support these devices.
That's great. And, I think Obviously, reducing your call volume by half is an impressive hard metric, but I do think the whole user satisfaction, it's a little bit of a softer metric, but at the end of the day, I think it ultimately comes down to a happier employee gives better customer service. So I think it does speak to the bottom line for any enterprise. I want to remind everyone who's listening that you can post questions to the chat field at the bottom of your screen. We really do want our audience to walk away with some actionable information that they can put into use in their own organizations. So Nathan and Matt, would you share some of your tips for your peers on this call in terms of your experiences supporting mobile devices?
Well, one of the tips is we're going to be able we can provide real-time support for real-time devices and for our business purposes. I mean, our software is a real-time software. Our stuff is available immediately, and we need to have that support for our nurses. So us being a two-person IT team, this software has really made us look like a lot larger than we are because we can be multiple places at one time. It gives us an effortless and quick connection for our support sessions. It's very simple to use. We have, like you were saying, all the little utilities, we have the little pointer. We can point to things on the device. We can circle things. We can upload files. We can reboot devices. I mean, it's amazing. So,
I think for one thing too is a tip for any kind of IT team or any company period who are supporting devices like this is the ability to turn technology, as we talked about before. Technology is great, but technology can also be a hindrance at times. So we've been able to turn technology into an enabler rather than a hindrance, which has really helped our team here. And it's just been a lifesaver. Logging in isn't hard. You know, dealing with a team that's not necessarily technical, it's not hard to tell them how to put in a six-digit PIN code and you know, give us access, and we're in. We're immediately in their device, and we're fixing things that they don't have to deal with. We don't have to talk through. So it cuts down our call volume and our call time. We're not sitting on the phone for hours as before. Now it's just a matter of minutes, and we're done. And they're learning. And they're seeing what we're doing at the same time. So that's really helped us immensely. And with an EMR, if the device is down, you know, we have to go back to a paper system. So for many of you who may be in the healthcare facility, you may know that's never good. That defeats the purpose of having an EMR. When you're doing things on paper, it defeats it, having to go back to paper. So that's helped fix our problem a lot by not losing patient time and information, patient information. So that's really helped us. And as we said before, the biggest tip is know how to expand your resources, expand the IT department. We've learned how to expand us. So we're not just two people technically. We're everywhere. We can be everywhere at the same time. So those are little tips of success that we've experienced and that have really helped us as a company, as an IT department here.
Great. And, you know, I think you faced unique challenges being in healthcare, but I do think a lot of the points you're making are relevant across any vertical. I mean, the bottom line is, you know, in IT, you guys want to do what you're good at as quickly as possible so that your mobile workers can get back to doing whatever it is that they're good at, you know, for any industry. So it's very interesting and some relevant information there. We're going to start taking some questions in a minute. First, I'm going to ask Lee to tell us a little bit more background about his company. And I also want to remind everyone to please stay with us through the end. You'll have a chance to win some giveaways from LogMeIn, including the chance to win 3 LogMeIn prize packs. And also, we definitely would like you to fill out that feedback form at the end of this survey, and please let us know what you think. So Lee, just give us a little more background on LogMeIn, please.
Sure, Susan. Really, what's really behind LogMeIn's success is our commitment to easy-to-use products designed with the user in mind, as Matt and Nathan have discussed today. You know, LogMeIn is a reliable and scalable software as a service delivery platform, and what this really means for our users is that there's no software to deploy, there's no hardware to purchase, and that really results in short deployment times, reducing your total cost of ownership. And now, with the ability to support mobile devices and desktops with a single tool, LogMeIn enables enterprise IT to more confidently face its growing mobility pains. And LogMeIn's platform is proven. I mean, you see here, LogMeIn has 152,000 customers across the globe, 50 million devices connected by LogMeIn worldwide, 8.6 million computers connect to LogMeIn services each day, and 86,000 more devices are connected by LogMeIn every day. So clearly we're focused on a scalable platform, again, to keep the cost of our solution down for our end users. We make it simple to deploy and simple to use. And really, you shouldn't take my word for it. I absolutely encourage you to try our products for yourself.
Great, and as you can see, they're offering us an instant free trial for LogMeIn Rescue, so you're welcome to click on that link at any point. We've had a lot of questions rolling in, some really good ones here, and you know, I'm going to start with a question about your anecdote, Nathan and Lee, the 70 mile per hour fix. One of our listeners is asking, was that laptop to phone? And could this have been able to have been done from a mobile phone browser? So if you can just elaborate a little bit more on that anecdote, that would be great.
Yes, it was a laptop-to-phone situation, using a data card on our laptop, and we took control of the mobile phone of our nurse. As far as doing it from a mobile phone, Lee, I'm not sure if – I've never tried using – I don't know if we can use the to log me in.
I mean, today we have a technician console that Nathan and Matt and our other customers use to support their end users, and that does require a PC-based machine to run so that you can take control of a device or a machine.
Okay, great. And you know, one of the things we hear an awful lot about is iPhone in the enterprise. So a couple of our listeners are asking, do you have any solutions planned for iPhone or iPod Touch using Rescue Plus Mobile, Lee?
Sure, yeah. So we actually recently announced a product called LogMeIn Ignition for the iPhone. You can go to logmein.com and read more about it. But really what it provides is it's a product that you can deploy on your iPhone or your iPod Touch that allows you to connect to LogMeIn connected computers anywhere in the world. As far as supporting the iPhone itself for a within a troubleshooting type of environment here using our Rescue Plus Mobile product, that is something we're absolutely excited about and want to work towards that, but it's not available at this time.
Okay, great. Thanks for letting us know about that. And Nathan and Matt, can you elaborate more on what the specific problems are that your group most frequently has to fix remotely?
Well, right now the major problem lies within the software that we deploy on all the Pocket PCs. It's their point of care system that's on each device. And sometimes the major problem with any kind of software is getting nurses to do their backups. After each visit, I'll ask them, do they want to save that visit to their storage card? And of course, we expect every nurse to do that. But sometimes, as with any device or any computer, some things get scrambled, some things happen, and sometimes they end up losing that database. So we have to constantly, we have to at times fix that database, restore it, and repair that database to a working condition. So that's a major thing that we use remote LogMeIn Rescue with. But there's many other issues, software issues, but mostly it deals with the database and that point of care system.
Great. And I'm sure that they've increasingly come to rely on that. The more they use it, the more essential it becomes.
Absolutely.
Lee, I have another product question rolling in for you. Does this product allow you to push out operating system upgrades for the devices?
Yeah, I think what a lot of our customers are doing, as they troubleshoot the device, they can upgrade the system. There's a file transfer capability right in the Rescue and Rescue Plus Mobile product line that allows you to push out files, and it could be an upgrade, and then you could perform the upgrade using the remote control functions of Rescue Plus Mobile. So yeah, people do that today.
Great. And before I move on to some more questions, I did neglect to remind everyone that you can get copies of today's presentation upon request. And also, today's session is being recorded, and it will be available for download within 24 hours on our website. So I do want to remind everyone about that. And Nathan and Matt, we have some specific questions about your overall operation. Does Palm Valley Healthcare use RFID technology at all?
No, we do not. We do not use RFID technology.
Is it something you're looking at, or?
No, we have not currently looked into RFID technology. As far as when they say RFID technology, are they talking about for patient care RFID? Because we know a little bit about it. Are they talking about for like patient records on RFIDs, for like when you go out to your patient's home, you scan their RFID and their record comes up? If that's what they're referring to, no, we have not looked into that, and there's no plans as we speak. What we do use is what we call a remote nurse. It's not really an RFID technology, but the way it works is our nurses out there on the field, the patients actually have a sort of a device in their houses that has a scale attached to it, a pulsimeter where they can take their pulse and ask them questions a day, and they get on there, take their weight, their pulse, their blood sugars, I believe also. Anyway, that what that device will do, if it finds any inconsistencies, any levels that are out of range, it'll automatically generate a notification. It goes to a website. From that website, it goes to a mobile device and alerts the nurse of that patient that there's a problem and the physician needs to be contacted. So at that point, the nurse will actually contact the patient to make sure everything's, it wasn't something just to see what's going on, and if that case is necessary, they'll call the physician, and if they have to, even the hospitalization.
Wow, that's great. We're getting a lot of questions in, and I do want to remind everyone that any questions that we don't get to in the course of this discussion, we will try to address directly. We'll traffic them to the right attendee. And Lee, we have another question for you. Does LogMeIn support Reboot?
Yeah, LogMeIn Rescue does support Reboot. Rescue and Rescue Plus Mobile, probably one of the most widely used features of our product line. There's a variety of ways you can do this. You can reboot in a normal mode, but you can also do things such as reboot in safe mode. You can reboot and reconnect to the device or the PC to continue to troubleshoot that system. So, it's a typical support workflow. Reboot is required, and Rescue and Rescue Plus Mobile provide a variety of ways to reboot the device or the PC or the Mac.
Great. And we have a question for Nathan and Matt. How steady is the remote control connection in regards to session resumption? That is to say, if the mobile phone goes in and out of service area, and any experiences you've had in supporting devices when they're encountering weak cell signals?
Well, we have, as far as connectivity, now the software, this is the amazing thing about it, because we didn't know about this when we got it. We just saw it sort of work that way. We think, sometimes devices drop out, especially if the nurse is driving and we're connected to her device, which we usually recommend they stop so we can have a good connection. But what happens is the remote rescue will drop out, and immediately when there's a signal, it will automatically resume connection. So we don't have to talk to the nurse, tell her to reopen her browser, re-log in. It'll keep the session open and allows us to maintain control as soon as they're back into a place with a sufficient signal.
And also remember, going back to the fix we did on the road, we're moving, the nurse is moving. There wasn't even one issue. We were connected quickly and we're able to resolve the issue very quickly. So it's been a major plus for us.
Right. Hardly any latency. We click on something on the remote, LogMeIn, and it almost immediately happens on our screen, even on with mobile cards. So the latency was very good. We've been very impressed.
Great. And, we're getting some questions actually about the particulars of the mobile device your staff is using. Can you tell us what exactly mobile device your staff is using?
Sure. Right now we're using, under contract with AT&T, it's a standard HTC 8925. Or otherwise referred to as the Tilt device.
Mm-hmm.
And it operates under a Windows Mobile 6.1 environment. And of course, we installed the software that we use, the point-of-care software, on it. And the database is stored on the micro SD chip of the phone. So the nurse will complete their visits on the device through their point-of-care system. And the point-of-care system we use, it gives them one, two, next. It kind of leads them through the process, the chart of the patient. But after they're done, they immediately hit the sync button on the software. The mobile device kicks out the data right into our servers here. So,
all right, it automatically establishes a connection with the server, syncs the encrypted visit across the data line through the internet, and it's directly in our database. So at the moment that nurse hits the button to synchronize, as soon as their screen turns green that their sync has gone through, we can actually bring it up in our database. It's immediate.
And everything is encrypted and secure, same as when we're using LogMeIn. Everything's encrypted and secure to apply to our HIPAA standards here.
Great. And Leah, another question for you about the technology. How is LogMeIn delivered? Is it as a service or on-premise software? Do you require an appliance? Tell us more about it.
Yeah, great question. LogMeIn Rescue is delivered as a software as a service product. So, you know, you do not need to purchase any hardware or software to install on premise or an appliance or anything like that. You know, really all you need is a web browser and a PC or a Mac or something along those lines to get going. And it's fast and secure and easy to use.
And given that, Nathan and Matt, we do have a question about what did it take you to get started using Rescue Plus Remote? Rescue Plus Mobile. Can you tell us a little bit about that process and what you had to learn?
The first thing it took was a major headache. we had to troubleshoot so many devices, and you know, anyone in our field or anyone with a large base like this understands that it can become a major headache. And so we just had to simplify. We had to find something that could make our job easier and get the job done faster. So what we looked at was LogMeIn Rescue Plus Mobile, which would allow us to remotely control not just the pocket PCs, but also the administrative staff computers at all the branches. So we tried out that the trial, and it worked like a charm. We were pretty amazed at how it worked, how efficiently, how fast it worked. And the secure connection we received. So, I mean, it was kind of a no-brainer for us. We realized really quick that it was something, it was a must-have for our IT department. And after employing it, we've been using it for over a year now. So we've been, we can't say too many positive things about it. It's just an amazing product that we don't know how we lived for so long without.
Right. It's amazing. And just a quick story. I mean, right before we got on this call, Nathan actually just got off fixing a nurse's device with LogMeIn right before we started. And that time, we would have been down. We would maybe had the nurse come in of some sort, but we were on there, and within 5 minutes, problem solved, nurse is happy, and back out doing her visits.
So it's a testament to the software itself and the ability that we've been able to integrate into our system here. So it's been a great addition.
And just, you know, we've talked a lot about security. Lee, we have a question regarding encryption. Does LogMeIn utilize encryption to communicate remotely? And if so, what type are you using?
Yeah, so LogMeIn Rescue does use encryption. We connect to the technician to the end user connection is over 256-bit SSL AES encryption technology. And so, yeah, I mean, the session itself and the activity between the technician and the end user is completely encrypted. There really is no, very little communication through our data center here at LogMeIn. The only thing that we're really doing is brokering the connection and storing some configuration data about your rescue implementation, if you will. But other than that, there's very little stored here at LogMeIn. It's all conducted between the technician and the end user, and that's all encrypted.
And Nathan and Matt, we have a question. If you can tell us more about the mobile application that you deployed. Was that developed by Palm Valley Healthcare? Did you work with anyone else on that?
No, actually, this software is it's the name of it is Homecare Homebase. They're based out of Dallas, Texas, and they keep their data centers in Tenna, Kentucky, I believe. We found them at one of the home health conventions that they have, and we were actually looking into multiple softwares because, like I said, the decision was left up to me. It was put on my chest. Like the boss told me, if it goes bad, it's your fault, he said. But anyway, we tested it out. We tried multiple softwares, and this is the one that we enjoyed the most, Homecare Homebase, because it's pretty much, I mean, it does billing, our visits, controls everything. And the way the software works, it's an intelligent software, so it constantly reminds people of the next step. After the visit's done, it'll automatically come into our system and pop up on our QA departments saying you need to QA this note. So they'll automatically queue the note, and then when they click finish, it'll process it to the next stage, whatever that be, whether it be billing or it needs to go back to the nurse for corrections or some sort. So the system sort of just keeps tabs on everyone because you know how computers are. They don't need rest. So, I mean, it's constantly on top of things, and the software vendors, they've been very well with us as far as making changes. Me and Nathan have been very heavily involved with them as far as enhancement requests and stuff of that sort to get to the point where we are.
And another question, actually, during a remote support session for a smartphone, can the user answer incoming calls?
Yeah, well, I mean, that really depends on the network. So in a true 3G network, absolutely, you know, data and voice can occur simultaneously. And of course, the device is dependent on the fact that it's a 3G device. So assuming that it is a 3G network and a 3G device, yes, absolutely.
Great. And, you know, we had a question actually earlier that I didn't get back to, but one of our listeners asked, with the copying of software to the mobile device that was a one-to-one event, can the product do one-to-many, as in patching?
Right, that's a great question. That kind of brings back to the earlier point I made around the distinction between kind of mobile device management and remote support tools. So in the mobile device management area, one-to-many is pretty common, the ability to push out software there. But on the remote support side, what we're addressing here today with Rescue Plus Mobile, it's really one-to-one.
Great. Thanks for clarifying that. And Nathan and Matt, what would you say is the most difficult barrier you've had to overcome with remote support? If you could just, you know, pinpoint one thing that was the hardest.
Well, that's really hard to say because, I mean, us being very technically inclined, it's actually made our lives easier as far as technicians. So I can't really think of one difficult thing we had to overcome with it. It seems to have made everything easier for us, honestly. As far as addressing these things, because before, if we had to talk the nurse through a problem on the phone, and we'd try to explain to them where certain buttons are, certain terminologies, it was very hard to get them to understand. But almost everyone knows how to use the internet. So, you know, we just tell, open up your Internet Explorer, put in this address, and then put in this code. And I really can't really say there's been any kind of difficult barrier to overcome. It's been the opposite. It's actually made things easier. As we go.
And really, what we ended up doing is, that probably was the first barrier, I guess, if you can name it, is getting them to connect. But what we ended up doing is installing the applet on every Pocket PC that goes out. So now all they do is just simply click on the icon. It asks for a 6-digit PIN code, and we're in. So that, you know, we really have no barriers. It's been a complete plus for us.
Great. And we have another question for Lee, actually. Can you tell us how much this service is going to run
sure.
for the average enterprise?
Yeah, LogMe and Rescue is priced on a per-technician basis. So the base price of LogMe and Rescue is $1,188 per technician. There's an add-on price for the mobile, the Rescue Plus mobile piece, which starts at $768. We also offer, that's a per-year price, we also offer monthly pricing as well as volume discounts on top of that.
And actually, you're getting a bunch more questions here. Sorry, Nathan and Matt. can solution providers resell LogMe in?
We could, you know, I think I would recommend you send an email to questions@logmein.com and we could address that.
Okay, great. And let's see, do you require a client footprint or agent?
Yeah, LogMeIn Rescue does not require a client footprint or agent. There's a small applet downloaded to the end user device or PC or Mac in the case of supporting those machines. And the session is conducted, and once that session is complete, that applet is removed. So there's no permanent client needed.
Okay, great. And someone's actually asking for you to elaborate. Can you get the mobile version without the desktop version? And if so, does it follow the same pricing?
Yeah, so today, the way, again, LogMe and Rescue is priced, you do need to purchase the desktop edition as a base product, and then on top of it, you can purchase the mobile piece. But, you know, again, if any questions on that, you know, feel free to contact questions@logmein.com, and we can address those as well separately.
Great. And I guess, you know, probably we'll recommend the same thing. There's a couple of other very specific questions here. And we have one more question, and, you know, this is we always try to keep these things vendor neutral, obviously, to the degree that we don't want to start talking in depth about specific competition. But one of our listeners is asking, how is your product different from the competition? So if you can address that to a degree in this session, that would be great.
Sure, yeah.
That's a good question. LogMeIn really focuses on simple to use, fast and scalable solutions. And again, we don't require any sort of on-premise technology. So, the key difference really, again, is the ease of use, the scale, as Matt and Nathan mentioned, the speed of the remote control capabilities. And I think when you combine that with our extensive platform support for Windows operating systems, Macs, as well as mobile devices all in one solution. It is a unique solution and delivered in a unique way with scale and the ease of use.
And we're going to wrap up with one last question, and this one is for Nathan and Matt. It's a topic that we talk about a lot here at Mobile Enterprise. One end user who deployed PDAs to his staff told me that he was calling them, personal communication devices, and the staff was calling them prisoner control devices. So, everyone doesn't always welcome these solutions. But I'm curious if you've specifically seen resistance among your staff and your nurses toward remote support, and if so, how did you get over it?
Well, at the beginning, yes, we did. Like I mentioned, we had nurses actually resign because they were afraid. But I think the main problem is fear, because as I mentioned earlier, nurses that have been using these devices now for a little while, when they've actually had problems before we were using Rescue, when we would have to do lots of visits on paper, they would come back and actually tell us, we don't like doing it on paper anymore. We like using these devices. Lots of the nurses, they would complain, well, it's so small, the letters, and it's not true. I told them, I compared them and said, look at the size of the lettering on your paperwork and the font size on your screen. It's the same size. And it's like a psychological problem sometimes they have, I guess you can say. But as far as
the support challenges, we've had no issues as far as dealing with the support challenges. For us as an IT department, we've talked about those, but for them on their aspect, once we deployed Rescue Mobile, there was no challenge there. They all welcomed the addition, because who wants to pay for more gas coming into the office to fix a problem that can be fixed right then and there?
Right.
So, that has helped us immensely, but we haven't really experienced any qualms with deploying this type of software.
Right. Well, we have a very good training program here for our nurses to learn how to use our software. And the software we use for our EMR, our electronic medical record system, is very user-friendly. So the nurses see that, and, they don't. They love it. To be honest with you, they really like it. And when they come to problems, technical problems, with some of them fear, what am I going to do if something happens, Well, they know that they have us, and we're able to remote in at any time, at any moment.
Excellent. Well, that's all we have time for today, and I do want to thank our audience. You sent in some really great questions, and I know there are a few more there that we will definitely get to you directly and respond to you with that. I want to thank everyone for attending today's session, Smartphone Support, a Must-Have for Enterprise IT. I want to remind you all that you can visit the LogMeIn website to download a free trial if you're interested. And I also want to remind you all to please take a moment to fill out the survey for the chance to win some of our prize packs. And I want to thank you, Matt, Nathan, and Lee, for an excellent event. This was a pleasure, and I look forward to working with you all again. Thank you.
Thank you.